A lot of the workers lived in Carthage, the bulk of the immigrants, and they worked in the mills and they worked on the railroad. And a lot of the people that owned the businesses lived in West Carthage. The people with the money were on the other side of the bridge. One of the things that really pointed up that difference was the major fire of 1884 that started on the west side of the Black River in the wood-based industries, and it hopped across the river. The wind was just right and started burning things on the Carthage side. Right up, it went right up to the school. It went up about 10 blocks. At that point in time, it was a $1 million fire. And in 1884, $1 million was a tremendous amount of money. One of the things that happened in that fire was because it started on the west side, the Carthage, and West Carthage didn't really have an organized fire department. The Carthage Fire Department went across and was fighting the fire until they started hearing the bells from the churches and school on this side, and that was the fire alarm at that time. And they realized that the fire had come ashore in Carthage, so they headed back. People in West Carthage got very upset. They came back here to try to save their town, but the animosity stayed for quite a while. The people in West Carthage thought, hey, they should have stayed and helped put everything out. But they didn't have the loss that Carthage did. I mean, besides everything else, it was laundry day. So many of the women had already done their laundry and it was hanging outside. They lost all their clothes. They lost their fall wood. With their houses burned down, they lost all the canned goods and everything that they had. So we had like 400 families facing winter without any kind of supplies. 1884 was the year that the Red Cross was started. The fledgling Red Cross sent a box of blankets to Carthage.